Hello. Welcome back to the Casanovas Podcast. This is episode one. Actually, legit, literal, pure-blooded, ground and root up episode one of the podcast. With me, I'm your host today, Martor Harris, and with me, we have Matt Edmondson.
Yo.
And Maurice Carson.
Hey.
These are our co-hosts and our moderator, Miles.
What's
Bell.
Good?
So, Miles, what do we have on this
well,
agenda?
Well, first thing on this agenda is a debate.
Okay.
I want the viewers at home to be honest with us. Do you guys prefer Marvel or DC?
Oh, that's a
Marvel.
Boom. Bada boom, pow. Marvel.
I gotta say Marvel, honestly.
Wow, this is one sided.
Now.
All right, DC.
No, I was gonna ask a question. DC. Who said DC? Yeah, you.
Nah,
yeah,
I was just capping. Right, yeah. Go ahead.
We don't go to that. We don't go to that side. Now, so now it's a unanimous Marvel. I'm gonna ask you this question: in a universe versus universe fight, Marvel versus DC.
Well, it depends Marvel. Who's all fighting.
Everyone in DC versus everyone in Marvel. Straight up on site. I mean,
does Thanos have the Infinity Gauntlet?
Marvel has a character that.
You know, that was a bad question. How about storytelling? Storytelling. Marvel versus DC.
Marvel.
Well, when you say storytelling, what do you mean?
How DC writes their comics versus how Marvel writes their comics. Which one do you feel is better? Marvel. Yeah, everyone. I heard that. Yeah. Marvel. We don't mess with DC.
All right, then. Who's the best Marvel character? Who's the best Marvel character?
Oh.
Yes.
Well.
Drop it.
What?
Well.
Defend your.
Are we talking like storyline or just all around like powers, character, and all?
Like, I would say likableness. Like, you give like a top three, like,
I'd
most likable characters.
Most in categories, I'd say my favorite villain in Marvel would be Ultron.
Yeah, the movies did him dirty, yo.
I feel dirty.
My favorite villain in Marvel would have to be Magneto. I'm sorry.
Ultron. Facts, that's my guy right there.
Magneto a little bit too crazy. Man made his own brotherhood and goes against his son. He doesn't even care. Like, he still goes against his son. Like, or no, it doesn't. Isn't his son actually with the brotherhood, but like leaves every now and then?
Well, yeah. Did Magneto bond with Iron Man? Pause and turn Iron Man to a girl. Yeah, but you didn't know about that.
I don't recall.
Whoa!
Yeah, Ultron did that. It's back when I forgot what Iron Man suit it was. It was whatever one that was bonded to his skin. Pause. He hacked it, right? No, not the superior one. That's the symbiote metal. I'm talking about the gold one. That was also, I think, nanotech. But that's not Bleeding Edge, is it? I don't think so. Oh, it was? Well,
yeah,
he basically hacked Bleeding Edge, and he was able to turn Iron Man into the spinning image of Wasp, but naked, in the middle of the street. I was like, yo, how you gonna change his gender like that? And he was dummy strong. Like, Hyperion fought him and lost. That go out there for the Hyperion fans. He takes L's. He takes a lot of L's. Shoot.
Martor, what's your favorite character in Marvel?
Are you just doing villains?
No. Yeah, we're just talking characters. Yep. It just so happens that they were villains.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, y'all, your guys' favorites are villains.
I mean, well, mine technically isn't a villain though. Like, he just is stuck in his own ways. Yeah. Like, Magneto's not really a villain though. He's just an
He's like an anti-hero.
Facts.
Okay, did you know that the X-Men, like their whole part of the franchise, was made after Black History?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, yo. I was just about to say that.
Magneto's Malcolm X, and then Professor Xavier is Martin Luther King.
I was I can see that. One wants to take the more direct and physical approach, while other ones want to be peacemakers and pacifists. Not pacifists, but I know what you mean.
And while we're on the topic of mutants, my favorite Marvel character is the Merc with
Pause.
Wade with
Chorus. That is so.
He's not a mutant. He's not a mutant. He's a mutate. He's a mutate.
Facts. That's facts. Somebody didn't read the comic. The comics.
Big facts. But did you know he was never an X-Men?
Of course.
Okay. Just checking.
You know he was immortal for some time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, "You're never going to touch my girl again." That really is.
Like, that's petty.
Imagine.
Facts. That really was.
It wasn't even Earl completely. It was like
he meets Vegeta from the Saiyan Saga. He's a what? You want Dragon Balls? Pause. To grant you immortality. Well, oh, I got it for free just for linking up with someone's girl.
I got these Dragon Balls.
Pause.
To grant you immortality.
Pause.
I was gonna say, although you know, Spider-Man's a classic.
Respectable classic. Gotta
shout out Spider-Man.
No, it's a bad opinion.
You're not?
What?
Are you? But do you hate on Spider-Man? Okay, then we good.
No, I don't.
Right.
All right.
It's just there's just something about Spider-Man. That's just like it's like the Superman thing. It's just like. He may be like one of the most popular, but I just...
It's funny because I agree with comparing him to Superman in a way, because they do a lot of things similar. For example, they both pull their punches, and what's his name? Spider-Man, he takes it a step further, and when he's fighting like common goons and stuff, he rolls with their punches so that he don't break their like fist and stuff. Like, they even said, like, yo, like, them punching him in the jaw would end up like breaking their wrist.
No, this nigga's in.
Pause.
Pause.
Oh yeah, we forgot. We were featured by a Fortnite gamer himself. It's not Ninja because we don't have that type of dinero.
That's right.
So we discussed about who our favorite Marvel villains were, but I kind of want to know like who. Or Marvel
I thought we were talking about characters.
But, like, can I just ask, like, who's your favorite, who's your least favorite Marvel person?
Sakura.
Mmm.
Oh, sorry, I heard least favorite person. Oh, man. Least favorite person.
The white man.
Pause. What? No.
why would you
that's not okay.
Right. He is,
what do you
he
mean
is.
He's a character?
But most people who wouldn't know who Marvel characters are, saying something like that is pretty
on the contrary, we did say Magneto and Spider-Man, and you know, for those people out there who don't know Marvel characters.
They're white.
Anyways,
my least favorite. I'm gonna have to say Captain
what?
America. Sorry,
I would have.
Sorry,
yeah,
that is not my guy.
He weak, and I don't like that he leads the Avengers.
Well, he doesn't. Well, really
who can do it better?
Avengers.
Pause.
X.
He's just the face of the Avengers, but he really doesn't lead. He's just Iron Man.
He gets way too much credit.
See, he has talked no
way too much credit.
How are you supposed to be the symbol of the Avengers?
Because he's
got to be.
I'm gonna say he's the oldest, but he's not.
I'm making. No, because you're gonna make so everything.
Exactly.
They'd be like, the fight's on the top of this building. Thor, bring me up there.
Just imagine that happening.
Nigga, because you cheat.
There's like a lot of stuff that's like, oh, like Captain America did this because, you know, he's Captain America. But there's no actual,
I
would like
say he's the most respected.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Here's one feat that Captain America did that not many can say they did. Hawk pulled up to his apartment and Captain America was like, oh, I gotta defend myself. And he was like, I'm trying to get out this door, but Hawk's in the way. So he came over, kicked Hawk in the balls, and then judo.
You see that? That's a power discrimination right there.
And then ran out the door.
Lost two players.
You want to know who my least favorite Marvel character is? Squirrel Girl.
No, we don't hate on her.
Now that's my guy. That's my guy.
She has her own mech suit, and she will be Infinity Gauntlet.
Squirrel Girl?
Facts.
Since when?
Yes.
Since ever.
Yeah, she's broken. She actually beat Thanos.
My God.
My
pause.
Character is what's his face? Howard the Duck.
Oh yeah, no.
What?
I agree.
What? That's my guy. He is an expert in quack food, yo. You don't want the smoke. You do not want the smoke.
Whatever martial arts they have, because he's the only one. It is trash.
I'm salty, yo. I bet you guys didn't even see the Howard the Duck movie.
I saw bits and pieces. It was kind of creepy.
Yeah, it was kind of drawn.
Wait, there was a... Still. When did it come out?
Yeah.
Like the 90s.
It's like a kind of like a puppet duck.
I thought they were going to be making a...
A quacker.
I thought they were going to be making another one.
They should.
No, they shouldn't.
That's my guy, yo.
I'm not even sure what that whole movie was about, to be honest. Like,
it was like kind of like a rom-com.
Oh, so it was like Sonic 06.
So it was like
okay.
Really awkward.
Say no more.
Basically.
Dang, and the Sonic boy ain't even here to defend himself.
There is no... human.
You're talking about raccoons?
Hey, yo, shout out to Bubsy 3D, yo. Shout out to Bubsy 3D.
Okay. What's the best Marvel team?
X-Men. Get out of here. Like,
I mean,
the game.
Hold up now. Before, don't answer so quickly. Because, I mean, the Fantastic Four go crazy.
Yes, they do.
Oh, this...
That's facts.
What's wrong with the Fantastic Four?
What are you talking about?
You know, Spider-Man was a part of the Fantastic Four.
Oh.
Yo, hey, you remember his name?
That was true. That was pretty tough.
Everyone, honestly, was. But Superman... And, my bad. Spider-Man is the most notable because he had to change his name. My boy was the Bombastic Bagman. Yeah.
Can we not count the Avengers?
Honestly,
like everybody was basically
it's been passed around more than weed has been.
Hey guys, the best team in Marvel was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No. take the cap away right now.
Ooh.
That whole cap ain't got no
Thor
grip.
Books.
That's why you cap it right now.
Right.
Wait.
Like Nick Fury might be my least favorite, actually. I might change my answer.
What? The racist.
Oh, the black one. Sorry. No, Samuel L. Jackson's my guy. He just stands around with that coat on and just takes
just
credit for making the Avengers.
Nah.
Right, and he's always like, I made the Avengers, and I used to have eyes everywhere, but he only has one eye, so it doesn't even count.
How he lost his eye, in the show?
It was an alien cat.
That was so butt.
Oh, yeah.
An alien cat.
No, but it's not like he ate his eye or anything. No, he got normally scratched.
By an alien cat claw. Nope.
Right, that could have easily healed.
He said it was just a scratch, but he was like, nah, it's a lot different. And he lost.
All right, between who and who would win in a fight, okay? White, the white cat from from Marvel. You guys know who I'm talking
White
about,
Tiger?
Right? Spider-Man's chick.
You mean White Tiger?
No, Spider-Man's chick.
Black Cat?
Black Cat, yeah.
How
black
you
Cat?
Get white black and black Cat. Mixed up?
You know what? You know what? Chill.
He doesn't see race.
So, race don't matter.
Black Cat, right?
You should have said Gray Cat.
Catwoman.
Catwoman.
Catwoman. By a landslide.
But doesn't Black Cat have powers?
Yeah, it's called Seducing Spider-Man.
They're probably whack.
Now, speaking of having children in Spider-Man, you guys see the comic where Spider-Man ended up killing Mary Jane from ejaculating inside of her?
Wait, what?
What?
He had.
I heard about that. I definitely heard about this.
Dying.
Oh my god! Because
all he wanted was children. And he got a dead. He got a dead wife. Just imagine. Like Peter. Tiger, I really want to have children now. Oh my gosh, thank you so Mary. Thank you so much, Mary Jane. Huh? And she just died.
Mary Jane.
All right, I got a question.
What?
Which Spider-Man in the movies is better?
Miles Morales. That's my boy.
Then again,
I don't know. Hold up.
I don't know.
And.
No, like he is definitely a close second.
Take it back. Andrew take it back now.
But
Tom Holland.
Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire will always have that place in my heart. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. Tom Holland went crazy.
He did. He's like almost.
Tom Holland went crazy.
He's like.
Yeah, he plays like the best
Spider-Man.
But like, what about like, all this? All the cartoons.
Those are the cartoons. We're talking about movies right now.
Facts. Movies.
We're not talking about Ultimate Spider-Man. We're talking about...
If you ain't talking about the Maguire trilogy, Andrew Garfield's two movies as Spider-Man, Tom Holland's appearances in the MCU, or Miles Morales...
I don't think anybody could play a better freaking Doc Ock, though.
You got a point.
Although Spider-Ham went crazy. That's Spider-Ham... Awesome.
You know, that was probably my favorite part. He was like, can he say that? Like, legally? That was a good movie. Yeah, Tom Holland.
Yeah, I'm going to go on Tom Holland for that one.
Tom Holland. Yo, did you hear? Because of the corona, they had to push back the movies.
Oh, yeah.
And it's messing everything's going downhill right now. And they're like...
Because Black Widow got pushed all the way back to November.
Shoot.
Wait.
And the whole,
oh
the
my whole god.
Fast 9 got pushed back a whole year.
Jeez.
Because like, Marvel's all about everything being time.
And this is going to interfere with their... Yeah, the shows, because the shows play into the movies.
Bro, pretty... For so long, we've already been.
Yeah, my dad was saying like, "Why isn't the Loki show out?" And I was telling him like, "Well, they delayed
everything."
Is so.
Just
got to wait.
Shambles, yo.
I forgot which movie it is, but it's not coming out until 2022.
What the heck?
It's one of the. I think it was
Indiana Jones 5.
Indiana Jones.
And you know what?
It's coming out
2022.
Making another one.
Moving back though. Freaking New Mutants.
I never even heard of that, to be honest.
That was supposed to be that horror movie, right?
Horror movie.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, they've been pushing that back for the longest, and now they gotta push it back again?
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. I saw a trailer.
Nobody was really excited for it.
That movie looked good.
No movie I want?
It's a horror movie for mutants.
We don't mess with it.
You're saying you don't like mutants?
But it's a horror movie.
Well, Doctor Strange's coming out with a horror movie. I definitely am too.
I'm hyped for that, yo. I'm so hyped.
But it's mutants. And it was Fox's mutants.
No, Scarlet Witch is going to be in that Doctor Strange.
Yeah, we know about that. She better be.
I'm hyped, yeah.
Like
I'm too hyped.
Ghost Rider in that movie.
Okay, now we pushing stuff, right?
That would be crazy.
They really need to bring in Ghost Rider ASAP.
Yeah.
He's knocking at the door. That was probably the funniest line. What was that? That was Ghost Rider 2.
Yo, there was like three or four.
Wait, you're lying. I thought there was only two. With Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I thought there were only two.
There were like three or four. There was one where he made a Ghost Rider truck.
Yeah, that's Ghost Rider 2, wasn't it?
No, because
that was the same one. He was he was like, when you're a Ghost Rider, how do you pee? He was like, it exhausts. And I was like, why would we ever want that image?
I don't know which one it was, but all I know is there was like multiple. There was more than two.
Four. You say something else about it. I swear.
Oh my god.
Someone's getting.
Nah, I'm gonna need Guardians of the Galaxy 3
ASAP.
I'm gonna
need Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Love.
That's about to come crazy. Pause.
Facts.
I'm.
Pause.
Look, why I'm on it now?
So,
Do we have any other topics?
We could do some anime. But that would turn me and Tor up, because when it comes to anime, we don't get along. Ain't that right, Tor?
Honestly. Miles likes to go with the
unpopular opinion.
No, you go with the unpopular
thing. Mo. Mm. Do you feel like Gogeta acts more like Goku?
Yeah.
Okay, that's 2-1.
How?
You said Gogeta.
Yeah.
No,
in the movie, does he act
for
like
sure.
Goku?
Because he's kind of... Well, never mind, actually.
I almost spit out my protein
<Yeah.
suit.
laughs> Win. Name one time.
Right. You sound like a robot on my end. But you're playing piano, but talking through the keys. Pause.
Did someone say pull out my piano?
That was
Did
the
somebody
pausiest
say pull
thing.
Out my pianist?
That is so pause.
Bruh. You just had to make it the pausiest thing.
Right.
No, I'm gonna upload that video of Mo getting it from
like...
Miles.
Oh my gosh.
Go hand in hand. Corona?
Why are you saying getting it from Miles while I was drinking? I need water. Oh man, I choked. Pause.
Oh my gosh.
I choked.
That is so pause. So any new music lately, guys? Huh? Any new music you guys are
bumping?
I've
been listening to a lot of Lil Dicky.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, are you watching his new show?
Yeah, go crazy. Yeah.
For real? I don't know. It looks pretty corny.
Oh, like, so I got some information y'all might want, if you haven't heard it yet. But May 3rd, Rick and Morty, last 5 episodes.
Yeah. I don't know why they stopped halfway.
In terms of music artists, I've been listening to a lot of Toby Lou lately. No, Lou. Toby I said Lou, not Lou. Lou.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
You know, I'm a buff baby, but I dance like a man. She a nice lady, and she shaking her yams.
Oh.
He said, my chicks smell good and my whips stink like poopery.
You can leave now.
I've been bumping that Don Toliver album. That's very fire.
Who?
What? Don
I'm
Toliver?
I'm not joking with you.
Don't give me. Yeah. Are you like into like trap music at all? Not even trap hip hop at all.
I've just been listening to a lot of the older songs, like "I'm Only Human." Yeah. You know.
Bye.
By
No, that was bent.
You see, I've also been listening to a lot of Beat Saber songs because I've been playing Beat Saber. Excuse me. Yo, they just came out with Fitbeat, which is a little free release workout thing for quarantine. And my thighs, they were rock hard.
But first, you started off with Fitbeat.
Don't start. My Don't thighs, start. Though, do not start.
They had me squatting low. They had me,
the thighs they had conversation me is over. Low.
Whoa!
Pause. I don't even mean it in a pause way.
That is so pause.
In a pause way.
It's too late.
It's a workout. Like, it's too late. Arm workout, definitely. That's definitely an arm workout.
That's so pause.
Favorite lyric or favorite verse or bar?
Favorite verse.
Say that again.
Your current favorite right now. Your favorite rapper, artist,
R&B.
How would you start a rapper first, like, or a favorite artist in general?
Favorite bar. You just pop that Kanye West mixtape. You know that he's who was it? He was like, hold on, someone just.
I got your ex coming next like a W.
Dude. Oh, wow. Dang. Pause.
That's your favorite? It's like the Think weakest. That is not like favorite worthy.
I got your ex coming next.
Again.
You want to know my
I know the alphabet. I'm just saying. That's not.
What the No, stop it. Stop. No, we're not trying to cry. Stop. You did not have to die. You don't got to say that out loud. We already know that was probably one of the top 10 saddest. I was going to say anime deaths because we all consider it anime.
It's between
That's
that
Avatar, guys.
When Aaron's mom died in Attack on Titan. That was crazy.
First of all, don't be spoiling it for people who haven't seen episode one. Alright? That was really sad.
It was episode one, though.
Bruh.
Yeah, it's still a spoiler.
Bruh.
Excuse me, sir.
Not far yet.
But yeah, my favorite lyric is from Kanye West's new workout plan. He was it. You just popped that Kanye West.
That song goes go crazy.
Workout tape. 1, 2, 3, and 4, and get them sit-ups right in.
He said, what did he say? He was like,
do your crunches like, give head.
Suck your tummy tight and move your crunches like this. Yo, that song goes crazy.
Oh my God.
Don't stop looking this back. Yo, that song is crazy.
I don't care.
Oh, that song goes crazy.
Kanye. Trust me, I'll say it like, huh?
Whoopity scoop. Scoop city
whoop. Although, whoop.
No, I'm not gonna listen to it. He did say
Jesus is King is very far.
I do not like the fact that he said that. He said a lot of drawing stuff.
That was look, definitely drawing. That was so drawing.
Yeah, he's trying to take a new approach to stuff. I respect that a lot. All right. But when he said that, I'm not gonna say I stopped messing with him. Pause. I'm just saying that, you know, I'm respecting the journey he's on. I'm just not gonna be a part of it. But like
I feel, a lot of people hopped off the Kanye wave
Him supporting Trump is not my problem. It's the fact that when he said slavery was a choice, he's like, oh, next time they're throwing nets, let's not all stand in the same place. That is not how it happened, my guy. We're not about to get into the slavery and stuff like that on this. But, like, yeah. But, old Kanye, I'm jamming, my guy. Like,
I just say him.
Travis is go hard.
So my favorite artist right now is Travis Scott. Hard.
I like his
all time. It's definitely Kanye.
Is one of my favorite. Wake Up featuring The Weeknd. I like that. That's in my playlist. If you catch
that song, goes crazy. That song does go crazy.
Travis.
I'm trying to think of a
Travis
song.
You said Michelle Obama. Obama. Well, speaking of Michelle Obama, y'all hear Little Yachty song Oprah's Bank Account? That song hilarious. I didn't see it.
That song.
I heard the song. The song is hilarious.
That music video is funny. That music video is very funny.
Yeah, he do.
It's very funny. Drake goes crazy on that. Drake
but I've been liking Roddy Ricch.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's cool. I don't know. I feel like he's kind of like the wave right now. So like, everyone's just kind of hopping on the bandwagon.
Opinions on Life Is Good.
That song is... Wait. The first half is fire, I think. The second half is good. It's just not my cup of tea.
Well, in the defense of Drake and Travis Scott... No. Drake and Travis Scott, on their defense, Sicko Mode was like three songs in one. Who is snoring?
That's true.
But it all...
Mo... I know that's not you pretending to be asleep, knowing how loud your cousin is in the background.
Facts.
Okay, he's getting cut. If he snores again, I eat another apple. Yeah, I went that far, guys. But Mo, who's your favorite?
My favorite artist? Yeah.
You better not say Donatello.
Well, my favorite artist has
got to
be,
Jadena.
Well, who's Roberta's boyfriend off of, Cleveland Show?
Nope.
I don't think.
Moving?
What are you talking about?
Moving on.
I would have rather you said Ice DJ Fish. Yeah, that really, he becoming crazy. Something about your girl?
Man. That's my guy, though.
Yo. You guys, let's see how old you guys are. Do you remember the McNuggets song on YouTube?
Oh, okay, never mind.
The McNugget, Nuggets, McNugget.
I purposely blocked that out of my
Nah, I don't remember that.
Catch up the mayo.
Okay, see how old y'all are. How about the Filet-O-Fish song?
Yes. Give me that McLittle fish. Give me that fish.
We said Filet-O-Fish.
What?
It's Filet-O-Fish. What's a McLittle? I've never heard of a McLittle.
I thought it was McLittle.
No, I said the Filet-O-Fish. What's a McLittle? Yeah, hello. Yeah, I would like a McLittle.
Oh.
He's a, excuse me, sir. You know, McLittle, man. It's on your song.
Can I get a McLittle?
He goes and plays it from YouTube. He just plays it from YouTube and he's just singing over the video. Dad, is he little? Give me that McLittle fish. sir, that's filet. What's a filet of fish? Spell filet on the spot, ma'am. McLittle. Give me a McLittle fish.
Get a McLittle fish.
If I don't get my McLittle fish, I'm shooting this place up. So I get a one star review. Fish? It's about to be this fist.
No, I'm talking about the one they say on the commercial, the little fish.
Hey, no one say little fish in that commercial.
Bro, y'all tripping.
Wow.
Oh, my bad, guys.
Next topic, please.
Little fish, I'm sorry. Jeez. Jeez. All right, guys. Let's see. Y'all not ready for this one. Because I'm not ready for it either. Uno flip.
What about
pause?
How many of you guys know what it is?
No clue.
Oh, dang. Shoot.
I have no idea what that is.
Tori, you know about it. I know you know about Uno Flip. Oh, my gosh. What? All right, so Uno Flip is basically Uno, right? But the back of the card is, like, harsher penalties. Uno. Pause. So, basically, on the plus side, on the light side, they call it, which is the side we usually play with, you know, instead of, like, plus fours and draw twos, you get plus ones and draw twos, right? And the draw two is the rainbow color, rainbow card. But they have a new flip card for the light side. And it flips you to the basically the back of the card. And these punishments are like, man, plus five, skip everyone.
Man, but that's retarded, though.
Look, I got hit with a draw 25 once, and I cried.
That's I so kid, retarded, I, look, though. Like, if it's flipped,
oh
like,
my,
you see that you have
yes,
that
oh my god.
No, it, basically, you'll be able, if you're on the dark side, everyone can see what you have on the light side. Now, it's all random, basically, the what card is going to be on the other side. So, mind you, you have to flip it over, right? And who's going to remember, unless you have a photographic memory, who's going to remember exactly what card is what? Unless, you know, you can also shuffle it around, too, right? And look, that plus five on the dark side could be, like, a green two on the other side. You know what I mean? So if you toss out that green two because there's a green zero or something, then, you know, you just lost that plus five. It's no
but
big
like, thing. What if you, like, turn around the cards just to see what you got and then people watching you do it?
Well, then, you know, again, oh, well. Who, you can do that in regular.
Like, that game is retarded.
No, look, it's really fun. I'll teach you how to play. Actually, I'll broadcast it on YouTube because I have, you know, Flip for my PlayStation.
By the way, since we're on the topic of YouTube, go check out my YouTube channel, people.
You just had to be black.
Whole plug. Again.
That was probably the blackest card I've heard today.
Maurice Carson, the one with the Minecraft sword.
You know what? Make sure that you put that in the chat after this, because I'll actually follow you. Come follow me.
Don't follow him.
He does. He plugs stuff. Link in the description below. Just press the link on my face. Oh wait, it's a podcast. Pause. Sausage link.
Yeah, joke's on you. I'm not.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, we're still waiting for Apple.
Really?
Google. Wait, so and who accepts else it? To Spotify? Accept our podcast. Yeah.
Hey, that's cool. That's cool.
Spotify already accepted it, and that's it. At least they were within like 3 hours. Everyone else, we're still waiting for episode zero to
One more thing I'll say about Uno Flip is that you know they got again these punishments are harsh, all right? And you're not the richest. And again, everything is random. So you remembering the card, you just gotta be a try hard to remember the card. It's not gonna really make that much of a difference. But there's also the you know the rainbow. You know, choose a color, and then there's also draw until you catch a color. I mean, draw until you get the color card. That card, that one is like if you play with like you know. What is it? Draw to match? It's like playing a draw to match card. All right? Regardless if you have it in your hand. And trust me, when I tell you I played Uno Flip and they made me draw those 25 at one time, hit me with that, and I had to draw another like 15 cards on top of it. Then I had to draw like 10 afterwards. I was mad. I was like, yo, you gave me the Old and the New Testament right here in my hand. I got enough pages.
they should give like IRL like consequences like the memes like you know the memes
yeah.
I'm drawing 10.
Oh
like kiss the person next to you or like draw 10.
Jokes on you, there's no one next to me.
Oh, pause I'll pause
sad number hours.
Jokes on you, I'll never draw a card.
Oh, you know that.
Oh my god,
so now I'm a man. Well, I don't draw cards. Sure, but
you haven't even picked up your deck.
What's wrong?
Like,
it's good night.
Whoa. Are we touching Dende now?
Oz. Oh, I thought you said something else.
I never said anything about Dende.
You said Dak. That's close enough. But nah.
Oh. A popular subject that people like to hear. And by people, I mean, we're just going to talk about it because I just thought about it. How's everyone's dating life? Go around the room.
Quarantine.
Start with you.
Thank you for saving me.
We're quarantined. We are definitely quarantined.
Man, gotcha. How's your dating life going?
Yo, who's frying chicken?
First of all, that's an ice machine.
On lockdown.
Second of all,
I'm, like some I'm pretty sure. Grabbed a Santa sack
I'm pretty sure.
Wait, what? Oh my.
What did he say?
Is no one going to acknowledge what Martour just what said?
No, repeat it. We'll just pause you and then pause it afterwards.
I can't repeat it. I can't. He said. Whoa. I feel like I just grabbed Santa's sack.
That was too much to
pull. Oh my god. Just
grabbed Santa's sack.
It's not even
near Christmas.
It's not possible. It's not possible. Sorry.
Right. Definitely April.
I don't know how PG this is.
It's so pause.
Whoa, that was used on Santa Claus?
Got sword. Oh my gosh, he's got a sword. He's grabbing Saxon near his ears. Like,
Trump style.
Long story style.
Oh my
god.
Long sword style!
We gotta change the subject right now.
Quarantine, so they're all suspended.
Right now.
Pretty dry. Yeah, facts. All postponed.
Well,
okay, how about
suspended.
Quarantine?
I've been sad since the day Matt? I came out of the womb.
I would say mine is like a Popeye's biscuit. Pretty dry. Especially when you talk while eating a.
Why would
you
ever
talk about eating
food?
A Popeye's biscuit and like don't drink? You're basically like screwed. Pause.
Not Popeye's biscuit, okay? It's a biscuit.
I know, and it's KFC.
No, that's Popeye's.
It's definitely KFC.
Let me get a chicken biscuit. No let meat. No cheese.
Let me get
no vegetables.
Let me get
yeah, of course,
some bread,
of course.
Hold the gluten.
Have you guys had the Popeye sandwich?
There's no Popeye's.
You there. Haven't?
Well, that spicy
sandwich
or mild?
Is so good.
Good.
I mean,
good.
Like,
he's cultured. He's
like,
cultured.
I think it's slappers. Spicy. I know what.
Yo, when quarantine's over, and we reschedule this whole Casanova's hangout thing.
I have not tried one
yet. You can get one yourself for $4.
Chicken sandwich.
But you gotta go and drive
Bro,
somewhere that has
no
Popeyes,
Popeyes down here.
Yo.
I guess
An
so,
hour?
Sir.
Hey, you gotta find the closest
hour?
One.
DoorDash.
Yep.
It's over.
Worth it.
Grubhub.
DoorDash.
Effects.
Uber Eats. Lyft Eats.
Even like one town. Okay, you guys are acting like it's one town over, two towns up. Talk to Mike.
I was about to ask you.
The state is next.
That's cap.
Half of the state is the next.
I was about to ask
you
where you live, but that's none of anyone else's business. That's not on this recording.
I got a pretty good question, actually. Who chicken nuggets are better, okay? McDonald's or Burger King's?
First of all, I don't mess with Burger King, but I don't also eat chicken nuggets. Yeah, that was a unanimous McDonald's, but I
yeah, I'm
McDonald's.
Offended by that one.
Hold on, then. Let me restart. Wendy's.
Well, pause.
I was just about to say that, but you stole my
Wendy's or Chick-fil-A.
You won't fight him, though.
Chick-fil-A.
What was that trash?
Chick-fil-A is definitely on another like bar of restaurant, like fast food restaurants. Right. Like This definitely stands alone.
Oh, you did?
Excuse me?
That's nice.
Say, excuse me?
Wait.
What?
I'm so confused. I said...
So, like, are you
maybe compared to soccer?
Chick-fil-A wins, basically. Chick-fil-A wins any argument.
Told you, trash for
life. Chick-fil-A is a terrible restaurant.
What?
Whatever they put in,
nothing.
That's so wrong.
They vacuum out the moisture.
y'all don't.
It's the patty that was under the grill in SpongeBob.
Y'all don't.
Facts.
Oh, they got sandpaper for tongue.
Alright, so where do you guys get your chicken then? Where do you guys get your chicken? Get out of my face, yo. Get out of my face.
Wait. So you're trying to tell me. So you're trying to tell me you drive an hour to Royal
Real Farms. Real Farms does slap. But it's nowhere close.
Oh, it's $5, but you won't drive to Popeyes and buy $4 chicken.
No,
for $4.
The drive to Royal Farm or the drive to Popeyes is like over an hour, and the drive to Royal Farms is like five.
Ten. I just found
like if it's an hour 25 to get the pop up. Like,
that's all my. I just found a video on YouTube that says proof soccer is useless.
Oh, we're talking about YouTube again. I feel like I should plug.
No, you shouted yourself out once.
So, I feel like you need to like on all my videos.
Oh, don't.
Chicken.
Wait, so what do you get at Royal Farms then? I'm so confused. Like, what do you order? Get out of my face. Which one?
I don't know. I customize it.
Like, do you get the pulled chicken sandwich or like the one with the rest. Chicken tender? Like, what? I got no specifics.
I think it's like a thigh. I get a whole thigh.
I'm about to hang up.
Imagine getting fried chicken.
All you
from
need
Chick-fil-A.
Is a chicken thigh or some bread.
Almost, are you kidding me?
Almost doesn't encounter.
Their chicken sandwiches are better than almost every chicken sandwich at Real Farm. Although the pulled chicken sandwich does slap at Real Farm. But besides that one,
95% of the United States that likes Chick-fil-A.
Wait, what's your question?
Couldn't be me.
What do y'all think is better, IHOP or Waffle House? What?
I've only been to Waffle House. I don't know if I've been to a Waffle House.
IHOP. Get out of my face.
Yo, have you had IHOP burgers?
Yeah, you don't go. You don't go
IHOP. To Waffle House. Although I prefer pancakes.
IHOP's burgers actually slap.
Hey, slap! Oh my slap.
Really? That's weird.
I'm saying, like, I don't like waffles. So waffles
are pretty good. Yeah. I have no clue.
Quick question. Is it like Crazy Wendy where you guys are?
Yes. Or it was. I don't know if it still is.
I don't know if you can hear it in my mic. No, I'm like right next to my window. It's like a good sword's distance from the window. Picks up sword to measure. Just for the joke, and it just happened to be the distance.
All right, so here's a question. I got a question, right? You're about to break up McDonald's. With your significant other. Where do you go out to eat, like, to break the news?
I mean,
oh my, that's so terrible. I'm gonna disrespect him like that.
It's already a bad spot in the relationship.
I want you to.
Well,
I mean,
it's going terrible place. From here.
I'm not about to sit.
I'm taking you to a Sunoco.
To break up with Friendlies.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely taking them to like Friendlies. Like that's like.
You really gonna send them to Friendlies just so y'all get just
Friendlies, yeah.
Gas station.
Cause like you know the times was good when we had them, but
I, if we are,
I'm not gonna take you to know, Olive Garden or
something
like
nice,
that.
They're paying for the bill or paying for their meal.
Yeah, lobster and then black.
Jeez, nah, you gotta leave a good impression. So like when like their friends are like, oh, what happened? They gotta be like, I gotta admit, you know, Maurice was a real good guy. He paid for my meal and stuff, but he broke up, so they can't complain about you. 5-star review.
No, you got picked up 5-star review. On the car ride to the restaurant.
Bro, why would you break up on the one night birthday?
It's your birthday. No, go
no. You know what you gotta do? You know what you gotta do?
So they're already mad.
You gotta order something and everything. Have a good old fashioned, like, talk, act like it's a real date and everything. And all of a sudden you'd be like, yo, I'm gonna step out to the bathroom and then never come back.
Or get the people, tell them, instead of saying happy birthday, just say, I'm breaking up with you.
Yo, oh my god.
She's not gonna make a scene in front of all those people.
She's not gonna, and it's happening. I'm like, what? I don't get it.
Walk, you just get up and walk out.
It's like, wow.
You guys are terrible. You guys are bad people.
I'm a great person. I did.
You're a bad person.
To brighten someone's day in high school.
Cap. Get that out of my face.
Look at your phone right now.
I got it right next to me. I stay strapped.
My lamp.
Who's most likely to brighten your day?
All right, let me go through the pages. I'm sorry, there's a page about Mr. CCTS here that's
bro,
in the way.
I
let me just
three,
turn that page.
I won 3 of those.
Wow, there's a lot of pictures of Mr. CCTS here. I gotta go past them real quick. I see.
But
I see.
Did you win 3 yearbook nominations?
All right, you got a point. You got a point.
And never ran for a single one.
I mean, to be fair, Darren McFadden won one. He won a thing.
No.
No one knows who that is. No one knows who that is. So, I mean, these votes are pretty irrelevant.
Big facts. I'm mad people chose me because they didn't know who to put down. So they put me, somebody said they put me down for everything, like male and female.
First of all, that is so pause. We're not gonna acknowledge that.
I'm just gonna pretend I didn't hear it. I'm tired of saying pause. I don't watch.
So, what's your guys' opinions on all the sports being paused?
I'm so mad. I got a story, yo.
Okay.
I got
we
a story.
Love stories. If you did the last
so, I was, you know, no, I was no. really, like, you know, catching up with my NBA, but I don't have cable at home. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get the NBA app, right? Get the app. And I bought my subscription, right? It was $100.
Dang.
Now he's going to be making
2 weeks later, they canceled NBA. Yo.
Dang.
You're going to put the AIs on the hardest difficulty and just have them versus each other.
Best believe.
Watching the AI.
I'm talking all about stats.
See, that would be interesting.
I used to do that with with Rage and Black 2.
Oh,
and just no, be like,
I thought he said it was getting off. Of course you watch girls volleyball.
Yo, can't watch girls volleyball.
Of course you watch girls softball.
Or
of softball. Course, of course.
Girls soccer. Or girls swimming. Anything. Related to swimming.
Oh, pedo.
You mean Justin?
Yeah, facts. Justin goes crazy with that type of stuff.
Like, no big people would ever watch this, so, like, I'm going to ask you. We could collab with one person.
Can we get
one
Kip in
group
here?
I feel like Kip will make this a little bit funny.
Us Casanovas don't he's retarded. It's just for
wait, can we say it?
Just for the laugh. Make him a lie. And you did not say flame retardant.
Flame retardant.
But he deflected
in a retardant way.
Because I flamed him. But he's retarded. I flame him, but he's flame retardant. So he goes right up the head.
All right.
Hey,
look, how do you guys feel that the year 2000 was 20 years ago?
I already turned 20, so like.
Boom. Oh, I'm just saying, like.
That's wild.
Of course, I feel old. I feel old every day.
You don't feel like old.
You know what?
Like, you go to tell stories like, yeah, that was 15 years ago. Like, you're one of those guys now.
No, yeah, you're taking jabs.
No, I'm just saying, you know. No, the older you get, the wiser you get. It's like, no, you're nothing but wise to me.
If I didn't have back problems,
like, I'm just saying that you're getting the age.
I would have fought all of y'all.
Whoa, you have back problems,
Mario? I'm old problems.
Okay, but like, what caused you to have a little problems to back?
Lifting up boxes.
Right.
Lifting up boxes incorrectly.
Caused you to throw your back out.
Oh my god. Not as much as my job. I'm kidding.
So your knees be locking up and everything?
I mean, okay. Anyone caught on to what I just said, but it's cool.
Yeah, I caught on to it.
Tor's gonna be like, I'm gonna look at this in the edit.
Yeah, I missed it.
I'm probably not. I'm gonna be honest, when I edit it, I just go to the end and the beginning, find where I end, find where I start.
That is so pause.
Word of the day.
That is not pause.
During this whole thing was pause.
No, the word of the day was I'm a master at debating.
No, I was a debating master. There's a difference.
That's fair.
Bro, that whole debating conversation got cut, and now you're gonna bring it back up.
My debating is a mastery.
But like I was saying,
well, pause.
If you guys could get pause. One person or one group into one of our podcast videos,
thanks.
Who would it be? Who would you like to collab Dan. With?
Can we collab with Damir?
Dan.
But he's a Casanova.
He's a Casanova too.
Doesn't look like it. Damir is cool. Oh, Terrence. Or Terrence.
Which one?
Either one.
Yo, neither. Well, the African Terrence would probably join. But the Oriental Terrence would not.
I mean, you're trying to get Isaiah in here.
That man got attitude problem.
Man, he's always trying to swing on me.
As soon as we invite him, he's going to try to flame everybody and then leave. Thank you all for listening. I'm your host, Martoy Harris, and you can find all of us at young_Casanovas on Instagram. But individually, you can find Matt at.
I gotta say it.
Do you want to? Do you want to plug it?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. You can find Maurice at
mo.0750 and follow my YouTube channel, Maurice Carson. You can see a
You only get one shout out, sir.
one
shout out per video.
You can see a diamond mine.
Oh my god.
I'm running low on subscribers, so I can use some more.
No,
like every
no, you
video,
can't.
Please. Not that many. there. Yeah. And I hope you guys are having a great day. Remember to go subscribe. Yeah. All
right. Zero subscribers.
You can find Maurice. Oh, wait. I just said Maurice.
Oh, if you wanted to do me.
No, man, no.
Pause. Oh, we'll pause. My.
Pause.
You can find Miles at
_ kilometers. That is KILOMETERS _.
Oh, I thought it was METRE.
What?
You know.
Tor, what?
And you can find me at That Guy Tor on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch. It's like not, but you can find me on Twitch, Instagram, possibly Twitter.
Yeah. Man said kilometres.
Thank you guys for watching, and I don't know where you are, what time it is, but good morning, or no, it was a good day, good evening, and good night.